Robert Zemeckis is not a household name like Steven Spielberg or George Lucas, but at the box office, he's one of the most successful filmmakers alive. He's directed such hits as Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Romancing the Stone, and the Back to the Future movies, along with 1992's less lucrative Death Becomes Her. His new movie stars Tom Hanks. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Forrest Gump.
This is going to be a very big movie, one of the three or four biggest of the year. Audiences are going to love it, and more, they're going to cherish it, dote on it the way book readers have doted on The Bridges of Madison County or Jonathan Livingston Seagull. I can see why. Forrest Gump isn't dopey or fatuous. It has real magic, but it's also, I think, hollow at the core. The year is 1981, and Tom Hanks is Forrest, who sits on a park bench in Savannah, Georgia, wearing one of his endless supply of blue-checked shirts and telling his life story to anyone who'll listen. He's a cheery soul with an IQ of 75, but he seems to have spent the 50s, 60s, and 70s rubbing shoulders with the greatest figures on the American cultural stage. We see the young Elvis Presley pick up Forrest's wobbly-legged dancing and turn it into the swivel hips that wow a nation. Forrest's ping-pong skills help open the door to American diplomacy with China, and he always seems to be at the right place at the right time. At the Watergate Hotel, for instance, when he spots a mysterious burglary across the way. Through Zemeckis' remarkable special effects, Forrest appears at the White House with JFK and LBJ and Nixon. But what drives him always is his love for the beauty who was his childhood companion, Jenny, played by Robin Wright. As he trips blithely through Vietnam and the anti-war movement and the coke-snorting 70s, poor Jenny sinks deeper and deeper into degradation, and after a whirlwind first half, the movie sinks with her. It grows sodden and aimless. Forrest does whimsical things like jogging back and forth across the country for 3 years. Meanwhile, Zemeckis cross-cuts to Jenny shooting dope and getting beaten up by unworthy boyfriends. The message is clear. She'd be a whole lot happier if she's stuck with this simple dork who really cares for her. Forrest couldn't agree more.
Will you marry me? I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
You would, Forrest.
But you won't marry me.
You don't want to marry me.
Why don't you love me, Jenny? I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
What will make this movie a hit isn't merely its considerable charm and the great formal beauty that Zemeckis has put into directing it. At heart, this is a soothing placebo of a movie. It reassures you that, in a world as messy and ugly and frightening as the one Zemeckis capably pictures in the background, you don't need to understand what's going on. You don't need to be smart or glamorous or have opinions or knowledge or power. Just be decent. Love and riches will follow. In its way, Forrest Gump is as transparent and condescending a fantasy as Regarding Henry, the picture in which Harrison Ford became a better person through the miracle of brain damage. But fortunately, Zemeckis and screenwriter Eric Roth are a lot wittier and more subtle than that. And so is Tom Hanks. The gift for physical comedy that Hanks unveiled in Big reaches a peak in Forrest Gump, and his peculiar accent, half cornpone, half playpen, is one of the most novel and endearing sounds since Marlon Brando invented The Godfather. Forrest Gump may not be as good as it occasionally feels, but Hanks's performance is the real thing.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.